Good evening, good evening. Come on in the room. Come on in the room. It's Friday at 5:30, y'all. Well, 5:29. But I am excited to share space with you guys, as always. You know, that's kind of like one of my favorite lines or has been this year. I'm excited to share space with you all because I am. People don't have to listen to you, right? And so people don't have to be around you. And so it is a blessing when people tune in to listen, tune in to see you, value the words that you have to say. It is truly a blessing. And so I am excited to be here and excited to share space with you all this evening. All right, guys. So it is your girl, Dr. Shepherd, coming to you with another note from the principal's desk. If you are in education, that's my alarm, y'all. If you are in education, I want to say, yes, you made it. We made it. OMG. It is time for a well-deserved two-week break. It is time. Hey, Jen, thank you for joining. It is time for a well-deserved two-week break. And so tonight's topic is around that, and it's just simply entitled rest, okay? It's entitled rest. And here's what I want to say. We all know that we're living in this current day and age where you have to be doing the most. That's the term. We have to be doing the most. We have to be hustling and like just always on the go in order to be celebrated by people, right? But let me help release some of that pressure from you guys, especially my educators, my leaders, and even my parents. We are often made to feel like rest is optional, or that we are being selfish if we want to get some rest. And let me tell you, rest. Rest. I'm a pastor, and this is my podcast, and I'm going to always, even before the title of pastor, I always invited God into the conversation. That's just because he is a major part of my life, right? And so biblically speaking, through rest is a command from God, right? Biblically speaking, rest is a command from God. And so I'm going to just pause for just a minute. Give people time to regroup, because we don't think about rest that way enough. That is actually a command from God. That is actually something that we are supposed to do. Okay. Now that you have regrouped. Mark 6:31, come away and rest. And Exodus 20:8, he talks about rest. In Genesis 2:2-3, God rested when the work was what? Complete. Okay. When we don't rest, what we eventually end up doing is telling God that we trust our efforts more than we trust his will and his way. When we don't rest, we're saying to God, hey, Lord, I got to keep going. I'm the only one that can do it. I can't take a break. I can't rest. Even though I know you told me to rest and you're telling me to rest, I can't rest because I'm the only one, or I have to be the one. It has to get done. And so what you're saying is, God, I trust my efforts more than I trust what you're telling me to do. And then we find ourselves sick. Because stress causes sickness, right? We find ourselves sick. We find ourselves physically unable to do. And then we're like, oh my goodness. And then guess what? You're resting. So here's what I'm going to tell you, workaholics. I had to tell myself this first. You're going to rest one way or the other. Mm-hmm. The best way to rest is to do it accordingly and on your own will and not have to be sat down by God, because that is no fun at all sometimes, okay? For educators, we find it hard to rest, y'all, because we feel like we have to carry our scholars. We're carrying data. We're carrying all these different expectations and so much more, right? Even if you have your own family, not only are you caring for other people's children, you're now also having to care for you, right? For parents, if you're a parent, you're carrying the responsibility of your children, of your family. You are carrying guilt, especially thinking about the time of year that it is. And if you were able to do the things that you wanted to do for your children, for leaders, for those that are leaders, we're carrying people. We're carrying pressure. We're carrying vision. We're carrying data. And all these other expectations, right, from our higher ups, from the state, from the boards, right? We're carrying a lot on our shoulders as well. And here's what I'm going to say is, though, regardless of our roles and our positions, we better learn to rest and trust God. Over the course of the next 2 weeks, I want everyone in education to practice stillness. I want everyone in education to practice stillness. That means for about 10 to 15 minutes, you are just sitting. You are intentionally taking a pause. If you can go longer than 10 to 15 minutes, do so. But for at least 10 to 15 minutes, pause. It's an intentional pause. I want everyone in education to be renewed. And how you do that, that means you have to stop leaking out your energy. That means you're going to have to pull back. Hey, Tracy, thank you for joining. You're going to have to pull back, y'all. And that's hard for people in education because we're natural servants, right? We're natural carers. We're naturally caretakers, caregivers, right? We're natural at that, right? And so it becomes hard, especially if you carry the guilt of you just finished taking care of everybody else's kids and making sure they were good. And now you got to be home for 2 weeks, right, consistently around the clock with your own, and you're tired, but it's like, no, I got the responsibility. I got to give to my kids what I've given to other people. And what I am telling you is, if you are no good, you won't. It's so cliche, but it's so true. You will not be any good to anybody else if you are not good yourself. You have to rest. You have to be still. Intentionally, right? You have to be renewed. Stop with the energy. Stop. I'ma do this. I'ma do that. I'ma be here. I'ma make this. I'ma do that. No, you're not. Pull back. Okay? School principal here telling every single educator in the world to pull back. If you are looking for permission, you have permission to pull back. Okay? Then I want you to trust God with your break. I want you to lay it all at his feet. I want you to tell him all that you need to release, and then you need to leave it there. That same principle applies to parents who feel this guilt that the world has placed, that kids are supposed to have this, that, and the third in order to be made whole. And if they didn't get this present and this gift and that gift, and now you're feeling guilty, running yourselves in debt, running yourselves stressed, crazy looking, all because you're trying to keep up with trends and mess. And for what? For who? Children love consistency. Children love presence. presence, you being present, in their lives. They love safety. Mm-hmm. They love joy. They love their families, their parents. They don't need all the stuff. We do all the stuff to make up for lack somewhere else. That's a topic for another day. But I want you all, educators, families, everyone, to leave it at the feet of God. If you are a parent who has babies that you struggle with behaviorally, and the schools are a big help for you because of the structures and the different resources that are in place there. If you struggle and you're like, man, I'm now home and I have to figure out this and move, give your children to God. Pray. People love to, oh my goodness, we are like, prayer changes everything. Ask me how I know. Okay. That to-do list that you guys had that didn't get done, guess what? Oh, well, you didn't turn in that last minute report that was due because they hit you today at 9 and said it's due by before you leave for the day. But yeah, it's the last day before break and you had all these festivities because culture matters too. And so you had all these festivities with your scholars playing, with your staff playing. And so it didn't get done. Guess what? Oh, well. It's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. I want you to be intentional this break with your rest. Educators, I want you to stop replaying the semester in your head. It is done. Release it. Release the guilt that you may have felt from not doing this or didn't get a chance to release the guilt of the incomplete checklist and enjoy your break. Okay, principals, the same to you. Instructional support staff, the same to you. And anyone else serving in any capacity in education, let it go. Some of the things that you can do, because I always like to give little tidbits to help people. So some of the things that you can do, there are things that I do. I start my day without a phone. I start my day in prayer. I wake up. And I am in prayer. Okay. I start my day with my Abba Father. I am telling you to start your day in prayer, meditation, whatever, but not with that phone. Okay. Because you can turn on the news, any news app, any email, any social media, and you see mess. And that is how you start in your day. And then you wonder why so much mess is coming into your day. Start your day with God and watch how your day changes. I'm not saying situations always change, but I guarantee you your perspective of that situation will. And that is how you get peace, y'all. Okay? I want you then to sit in prayer without rushing. A lot of people make doctor's appointments and other types of appointments over the break. That's fine. So if you know your appointment's at 8, then I'm suggesting to you to get up at 6 so that you have time to be intentional in your resting, in your talking to God, in your meditating, in your reading your word, in your stillness before you go out and start in your day. Journal at least one thing that you are releasing and that you're letting go of. Just one thing. If you can do more, great. But journal at least one thing that you are releasing and that you're going to let go of. Okay. And then here's something that's big and hard for a lot of educators to do, but you're going to have to learn and figure it out. Say no without explaining. Your family is saying to you, girl, we didn't get to do this. And so I'm going to need you to pick up this. No. You think you can run with me out here to the mall because I need to pick up a few more things and you over there tired? No. Why you don't want to do? Because I don't. It is sad that grown people, that I'm talking about full-on grown folks with a mortgage, with bills, like that family, children of their own, we still feel the need to explain to people when we say, no, we don't want to do something. You don't owe anyone an explanation. No, I don't feel like it, period. I want every single person in education to practice that over this break when you are sitting in stillness, when you are pulling back from the hustle and bustle of everything, when you are releasing those things that you were carrying into the break, you are releasing those things and you are saying no. Girl, we got to get these ugly sweaters. Let's go on out here to Walmart. No. Y'all, if you're tired, stop trying to push yourself to please other people. Stop. We are living in a very different time. And hustle and bustle and here and there and gotta do this and gotta be this. It's a lot. And it's taking a toll on your body, on your mind, on your emotions. And you don't want to go into the break sick and broken down. Y'all, I am telling you from experience, the things that I give you, I don't just be pulling out the air. I'm speaking from experience to help others so that you can avoid some of the pitfalls that the enemy uses, some of the pitfalls that are set up by society, some of the pitfalls that we ourselves put ourselves in, and then we laid out somewhere asking God to help us, and he like, I was trying to tell you to rest, but you kept ignoring me. Let go of the schedule. Let go of the expectations and enjoy just being this break if you are in education. And here's the last thing I want to say. You don't have to carry everything with you into the next season. Stop trying to carry everything into the next season. Let it go. I did a live about that earlier this week or last week. Let it go. I want you to rest. I want you to trust God. And that's it. And that's all. So I hope something I've said tonight around rest and some things that you can do stick with you. I hope that you put it into practice. I would love to hear from you if you took at least one or two of the suggestions and you was like, I did that, Dr. Shepherd. And let me tell you, it made all the difference in the world. Or I told my mama no, and it didn't go so well. Either way, I would love to hear from you. But guys, I pray that you have an amazing, amazing break. I pray that you enjoy your family. I pray that you really and truly unlock and unwind. I pray that you connect and reconnect as often, as much as needed with your Father, our Creator. I pray that you laugh more than you've laughed all year, that you feel unadulterated joy that you've never felt before. I pray that you feel peace that surpasses every bit of our own understanding. I pray that you sit in stillness on purpose. I pray that you enjoy this break because educators, no matter the role, you absolutely deserve it. And for those of us that are in dual roles or triple roles as leaders, educators, and parents, you absolutely deserve it. Let it go. Let it be. All right. You guys have an awesome break. It is your girl, Dr. Shepherd. This has been another note from the principal's desk. There will not be a principal's desk next week. I will enjoy my family as I'm hosting this year. I want to push and encourage you to do the same, but stay tuned as we come into the new year. There will be another note from the principal's desk. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Peace.